B-Pod Studios.
Joining us to talk about the universe that is the 10-9-8-9-76ers. That's right, 10-9-8-76ers just arriving in the bubble. He is now Bubble Keith. That's right, from the Inquirer, Inquirer.com. Does a great job covering his team. Great basketball man, Keith Pompey. What's up, Keith?
What's up, man? What's up? But I'm going to tell you this. I'm not actually in the bubble. I'm in, like, right outside the bubble. The league gets upset when people say they're in it. So right. I'm going in the bubble for the games, but I'm not living in the bubble, so to speak.
Right, but you're just outside the bubble.
Yeah, outside the bubble flow.
I love it. That's fantastic. Listen, Bubble Man. Just outside the Bubble Man. What do you think, man? What do you think of... It looks like just that they've come to play. And let's start, before we get into anything, I think they came to play. And that excites me, Keith.
Yeah, they have. You know, here's the one thing that really excites me that I like what I see is, you know, this time a year ago, the weakness that we talked about at this particular time was the defense. And when they have their core in there, that defense is phenomenal. I mean, you know, Josh Richardson's getting all over the place. Ben Simmons, of course. Then you have Matisse. I mean, they have certain guys who, you know, have struggled guarding in the rotation. But for the most part, like, these guys are really getting after it on the defensive end. And to me, that's like a huge upgrade from this time a year ago.
That's a great point. Great point. I mean, first of all, I expected Bully Ball to be great defense, right? Like, and you got new life with Matisse. Ben can guard anybody. Jay Rich, a good defender. And then you got your rim protector and Joe. I mean, I expect them to be a great team, especially now, defensive team, with Thybulle kind of renewed off the break.
Exactly, and that's what it is. It's the Thybulle thing, you know, coming off the break. And Jay Rich, you know, and that's what it is. Like, Embiid, here's the good thing. Like, the bad thing is that Embiid didn't play, right, the two games. The good thing is that he didn't play, but their defense still looked good for the most part, that guys were able to step up. So that's a bonus for this team, you know, going into that first game against Indiana, because they're only going to get more comfortable. They're healthier. They're athletic. So, you know, a lot, they have a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, they really do. So let me ask you a question, right? Because we're talking a lot about the starting lineup. And, you know, it's funny because a lot of people today were like, oh, my God, Matisse should start and now bring Jay Rich off the bench, which I do not want to do.
Uh-huh.
But I still go back and I think that Matisse should start and Shakes off the bench. And then if you want to have Ben off the ball, see, I don't put Ben off the ball all the time. But on a set offense, when you want, at times when you do it, you just make Jay Rich be the primary ball handler.
Yeah, that's a good point, Mike. I mean, when you really think about it, I mean, I think that right now, and it's like, I'm thinking for Brett Brown right now, right? Brett Brown saw what Shake Milton accomplished when Ben wasn't there, when he was knocking down all those threes. So he's looking at it as if, like, hey, you know, we need another guy out there to stretch the floor. I mean, come on, you saw these three scrimmages. I mean, for the most part, they were at their best when Ben had the ball in his hands, right?
Yes.
So if Shake can't, like, knock down shots, you know, because guys are going to guard him harder than they did before, if he can't knock down shots, I honestly think that your option is best, because you need defenders out there. And that's what Matisse does. That's what Josh does. And let's face it, Ben is going to have the ball in his hands, especially in the playoffs. You're going to need him to have the ball in the hands. And if Ben, like that first game, he attempted 2 threes,
right.
He made one of them, you know, it looked good. If Ben can do that, if he can just do that, you know, when he's open and hit shots, then that lineup that you talked about is tough. because you're going to have a lot of defenders. They're going to make it hard for teams to score. And I like that a lot. If not, I think teams are going to attack Shake a lot. They're just going to attack him.
Yeah, I do too. Here's the thing. I don't understand the Shake love. Like, I like him. Believe me, I like the kid a lot. I root for the kid. But I like him better off the bench in a big role where he's guarded by reserves and he's got more of a freedom. I think he'd score. You pair him with Horford and you got some punch off the bench. See, the one thing with Brett that I'm always kind of disagree with a little bit is his love of the three. Like, I get it. The three's important, but you don't have a team that does this. Like, you keep forcing Cork Mazes and anybody can shoot a three. You can't play like that. Your team's not built like that.
Yeah, you got a point. Here's the thing about Shake. The one thing I will say about Shake is, you know, Shake was one of those guys. Let's keep it real. He was a guy who Brett Brown took into his office and said, "Look, son, I'm sorry. You're not going to play the rest of the year. I'm going to take you out of rotation, you know, this and that." People got hurt. They inserted them in the lineup because it was after they got rid of Trey Burke and they didn't have any.
Right.
And he produced. So I think that, like, it's one of those things. It's nothing against him. Like, when the opportunity came, he produced. To me, now it's going to be the true test, because when he produced, and again, nothing against him, like, you know, you had Ben out, you had Joel out, and then Josh Richardson got hurt, you know what I mean, in the first quarter of the game. So if you're the opposing team, what you're saying is, we're not going to let Tobias hurt us. We're not going to let Al Horford hurt us. And they left Shake open, and Shake destroyed the Clippers. Like, he did what he had to do. So that afforded him this opportunity right now. Now, in regards to Furkan, the thing about Furkan is, you know, Furkan, we know he can make a three. The thing is, Furkan has to, like, give it on the defensive end. Because, you know, yesterday I was watching it, and, you know, J.J. Barrera was just, you know, scoring at will. So if Furkan, it gets to a point, is if Furkan's shot isn't on and he can't make any stops, then he's going to hurt you in the playoffs. So he needs to shore that defensive part up. But, you know, Shake, I think that this is very important for him to prove that now, you know, everybody's going to look at you. They're going to see what you can do. You have to produce, because everything was set up for him to do well the last time.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. Totally with you. Keith Pompey with us on the Comcast Business Hotline, inquire.com. Great Sixer man, basketball man. So, a couple things. One, the obvious is Ben. And does he go back? You know, first game, takes 2-3, shocked the world, hitting perimeter shots. Does he go back to it? What do you think's in his arsenal?
You know what? I think that if I'm the Indiana Pacers, that's what I hope. I mean, what I'm going to do, I'm going to, like, when they have been on the perimeter, I'm going to sag off of them. And I'm just going to leave them alone. And I think that at that particular point, Ben's going to have to take a shot. I mean, he can't pause. He just has to take it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if not, then, you know, the Sixers are going to be in trouble, you know. But my thing is, what I really want to see is how long is it going to take for them to just say, okay, Ben, we're going to list you as the power forward, but you're going to be the point guard. You know what I mean? I just want to see how long that happens. You know what I mean? Because I think, if I'm Indiana, I'm going to try to apply as much pressure as possible to Shake when he has the ball.
Yeah.
And I want to see Brett's going to say, okay, Ben, come on. I want you to bring it home for us. I want you to, you know, be the point guard, so to speak, for us.
Yeah, because ultimately, I think he needs the ball in his hands. Like, if he's going to be the guy that we all thought he was, you got to deal with the ball in his hands, not just posting up and playing a hybrid 4.4 kind of thing. He's got to have the ball in his hands all the time.
You're exactly right. He's a rhythm guy. You know what I mean? Like, Tobias Harris is a rhythm guy, but Ben is so used to having the ball and creating for others and getting to the rim. Like, I think that, you know, from what I've seen in these three scrimmages, it seems like the Sixers have been at their best when Ben had the ball. And they've been at the best when, like, it was one play in particular. It was the second game that they played where, you know, Ben grabs the ball. He's running in the fast break. He does a behind-the-back pass. I mean, behind-the-back dribble to himself. He takes two steps in the lane, and he kicks the ball out to a wide-open Shake Milton, who buries a three. I mean, to me, that's when the Sixers are at their best. Now, again, it's that point forward role. But I feel like, you know, when you have Ben off in the corner and there's a lot of teams that are not guarding him and you don't swing the ball to him, you know, you're basically playing 4-on-5 defense. You understand?
Yep.
So you have to keep him involved. You have to make a conscious effort of getting him involved when he's on that wing, because if not, you're like defeating the purpose.
Exactly.
So, you know?
So I'm with you. Anything to worry about with Joe?
You know, we'll find out. I mean, we'll find out. Like, you know, initially, you know, my initial thought was, you know, if it is a little tender and sore, you know, it doesn't make a lot of sense to play him in the third scrimmage, because if you have a setback, then he's going to be out for a while. You know, you can rest it for 4 days by him missing that game. And after the game, you know, I asked Brett about that, and he said the expectation is that Joel is going to play. You know, he said the expectation. Now, if you look at it another way, you know, you would say to yourself, you know, Joel has been training hard. All these guys have to get their rhythm together, especially Ben and Joel at the 4 and the 5. So you really want Joel out there. But, I mean, I would rather have Joel miss those two scrimmages as opposed to missing two seeding games, you know, when
they
really
count. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. He just always, you know him, he just worries you. No matter what, he just has to worry you.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Joel is like that guy who, you know, is always something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you know, and it's like clockwork. It's like, you know, in the beginning of the restart, in the beginning of every season, the playoffs, you know, everyone talks about what great a shape he's in, and everyone gets, Joel's about to do this. And then, like, you know it's coming. There's a point in time where he has to sit down for an ailment, an injury, or whatever. You know what I mean? So it's like you get used to it, but it's always like the people get nervous, because there's been times in the past where they said, no, it's not that bad, and then you come to find out it was worse than what they said. So, you know, but I think that, you know, if he doesn't play in this game, the first game, as important as it is, then we know that, you know, it could probably be worse than what they're saying.
Yeah, that's a great point. You have a great insight in there. Last thing, Keith, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that it feels to me that Tobias is finally comfortable, and Tobias is saying, listen, I'm the leader, all right? Like, enough of this. This is what we got to do. And you heard him talking about dinner and everybody being together, and it feels like his voice is being heard. And it also feels like he's being aggressive offensively, because I need Tobias to give me a straight up 20 plus every night. Like, he's got to get shots. He's got to score. He's a legitimate scorer. And I feel like he really wants to be the leader. Do you sense that?
I do. And you know, I think the person who's benefiting the most out of Shake Milton being in the starting lineup is Tobias. And the reason why I'm saying that is because if you notice in the past, because the team did not have anyone to stretch the floor, they always had Tobias in the perimeter. And in his role, like, what they wanted was someone to be a catch-and-shoot guy. Now that you have a guy like Shake, Tobias, as you notice, He's getting the ball like in the middle and going up the lane. You know what I mean? He's getting passes and driving the lane.
Yeah.
He's taking his game inside, outside. And I think that's when Tobias is at his best. That's when Tobias is happy. And let's face it, Tobias doesn't complain, but he knows stuff just like we do. Like, he knows that's when he's at his best. He knows when he's in the corner, he struggles. Because, like, he's not in rhythm. He's not doing anything. He feels like he's not helping the team. So I think that you're right. But I also think that a lot of his success is because they have another shooter on the floor and he can become more active and can attack more.
Yeah, that's a great point. Great point. Keith, fantastic. Do me a favor and be healthy down there. Are you taking precautions? Because I know, listen, you're in Florida. It's difficult.
Yeah, it's crazy. And, like, this is, I mean, it's crazy. I probably brought down maybe 150 masks, right?
Yeah.
And so what I did is, like, they had off-campus housing for the media, a media hotel. Well, I decided to get, like, a sort of like an apartment so where, you know, I can, you know, go out and do my own grocery shopping, wash clothes. And I'm trying not to go out unless I have to go out. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's scary, but, you know, you have to be a little safe, you know?
Yeah. No, good. All right. Well, listen, wish you well. Be safe. And let's get nuts with hoops, man. It'll be great. All right?
Yeah.
Love it. We'll be reading you. We'll be talking to you. Thank you, my brother.
All right, cuz.
You're the best, buddy. See you, pal. Keith Pompey.